Hi, everybody. We're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Lech Lecha this coming Shabbos. And, of course, the Parsha begins with us meeting up with Avraham Avinu and Hashem telling Avraham Avinu to go, Ve'escha l'goy gadol, and I'm going to make your name great. And Rashi comments that even though we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will identify with each of the Avos, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, we'll end the bracha with Magen Avraham. With the fact that we'll close out with the bracha of Avraham Avinu. Now, why do we recognize Hashem's relationship with Avraham as the end point? Why not end with Yaakov, having built on the fact that Yaakov followed Avraham and Yitzchak? So, Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita recalled the comment of the Biala Rebbe Zatzal, who noted that Avraham uniquely was able to relate as a brother. Even when he was distant, think of Mitzrayim or Gerar, he still spoke by saying, Achosi hi, she's my sister. He had that style. Everything was a brother and a brotherhood, and etc. And that level of connection allows us to relate even to those with whom we don't always have other things in common. And that's what serves as a baseline for Am Yisrael. At least, we say, we're all connected. At the very least, we have the ability to say that there are things that connect us together. Of course, we also talk about the Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, the souls that they made in Charan. And of course, the question has to be raised, what happened to those souls? Where are those people? And the Pardes Yosef quotes the late great Rav Chana Chenoch of Alexander, who notes that the people believed more in Avraham Avinu than in his religion. And so when Avraham Avinu died, they didn't take to Yitzchak, and so they went back to their old lifestyles. And that's the way it was. The Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu was told to go down to Mitzrayim. Vayisa Avraham haloch v'naso anegba. He traveled southward, but Avraham always traveled southward. So what's the chiddush that he went southward? So Rav Aryeh Leibowitz Shlita, my dear friend in North Woodmere, one of the Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan Shlita, quoted the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva of Yerucham Olshan Shlita, who noted that it's not only about what you do, but also that you desire to do it. Sforno, for instance, notes that Terach moved south because he desired spirituality. Harot Salahachim Yadrim. And although Avraham Avinu continued on that southward trip, like the Gemara says, he did so with a desire not just to find spirituality, he was looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process. To quote my friend Rabbi Leibowitz, sometimes the chiddush is in the consistency. He continued doing what his father did, but he was looking for something a little bit more. And in that consistency of moving south, he found what he was looking for. On the other side, when the war broke out between the shepherds of Lot and between the shepherds of Avraham, Avraham turns to Lot and he says to Lot, hey, lift up your eyes and try to figure out which way you want to go. And Lot sees the kikar hayardein kikulo mashke. He sees the beauty of the area of stone. And what he doesn't recognize or bother to recognize is Anshei Sdom Roim V'chatoim LaHashem Ma'od. Now, what's the intent of adding the word V'chatoim? If they were sinners, so then if they were evil, of course they were going to be involved in sin. So late great Rav Yerucham Gerelik Zatzal quoted the Brisker Rav, who quoted the Nesivus, who explained that when regularly sins repeatedly, it's almost hard to distinguish the person from the sin. And so hence we note that the people were evil and they were sinners. To note that the people were literally personifications of sin. They were a cheftza shel avera. And that's something important to realize also. You have to understand, there is a certain level of yitamu chatoim chotim lo ne'amar. But here, it's yitamu chatoim in ha'aretz. And when it came to the people of Sdom, they you could not distinguish between the sin and the people who were doing the sinning. We also hear about the battle between between the four kings and the five kings, and in the midst of the post-analysis that took place, the Torah breaks away and tells us that Avraham Avinu winds up dealing with Malkitzedek, Melech Shalem. And why are those two psukim with Malkitzedek in the middle of the discussion between the Melech Sdom and Avraham Avinu? Sir Avital Zatzal, who happened to be the Rashiva of Har Etzion and a fantastic individual, he suggested that the insertion of the seemingly out of place psukim about Malkitzedek come to tell us that Malkitzedek was the representative, then the personification of the locus of justice in the world, namely Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the center of justice. It's At Kisei Melucha, as Rabbi Yehuda Halevi referred to it. And he came to congratulate Avraham Avinu on his achievement in redeeming the captive Lot. And so over the course of this episode, Avraham had undertaken various actions which were problematic. And so therefore, prior to his encounter with the Melech Sodom, the Torah tells us, hey, you just need to know, Avram did the right thing. And we can see that the Melech of Justice, of Tzedek, Malki Tzedek, he comes out and he tells Avram, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon. Avram believed that extraordinary measures were justified, meeting with the most contemptible people, endangering the lives of the Talmidei Chachamim, Aner Eshkol, and Mamre, and even killing in battle in order to be able to go ahead and engage in Pidyon Shvuyim. Sometimes we have to do extreme things in order for us to keep life going, and we have to make sure that our actions are just. Sometimes we live in a society where that gets lost in the process. But we have to ask, and we have to make sure that we check in with those who are involved in Tzedek. How do we know I'm going to inherit the land? So the Gemara in Nedarim notes that Avram Avinu's descendants were punished for the seeming lack of trust in Hashem. And how are we to understand that? Where was Avram to receive? So Kli Yakar explains that knowing that your children are going to be exiled and punished, and that you have a part in it, is the punishment, and it's extremely painful. And even if the ultimate reason for their exile is not based on Avram Avinu, but Avram Avinu knows that he wasn't going to be able to protect, and he was a contributor. That was a punishment of major proportion to Avram, and it was a source of tremendous angst and anguish in the process. Finally, at the end of the parasha, spend a lot of time talking about Bris Mila, and we're told that the Bris is going to be to your children after you forevermore. Now, why the extra wording about Beini Veinecha Bein Zarecha Acharecha? So Rav Tzvi Sabalovsky explains that this is the intent of the concept of bris. When something is accepted as a group, it lasts even when the initial people are no longer present. We don't just willy-nilly toss everything out the window because we decide we're progressive, right? There is supposed to be a sense of a covenant. And Rav Shachter Shalita would highlight that this is the intent of the pasuk. It's not just when something is accepted publicly. It's when the mitzvah is accepted by future generations that are like the first generation. Just as Avraham Avinu accepted the responsibility for bris, his children would approach Mila the same way. And that's the beauty. You accepted it, they accepted it. And that's what the Gemara says. That komitcha shekibu b'nei Yisrael, Besimcha dayanosinosa besimcha, and Bris Mila is one of those such examples. Finally, in the Haftorah, which is a fascinating, incredible Haftorah, we're told, Nistara darki me Hashem Yishayahu HaNavi says that my path was obscured from Hashem. And there's an interesting individual, Ruben Ibramov, who fancies himself the Haftorah man. And he explains that from time to time, many of us may experience feeling spiritually disappointed. Usually this occurs when our expectations from Hashem haven't been met. It may be normal for a person to distance himself from Hashem. But wait, if Hashem is the source of all bracha, then why is it that when we feel abandoned, we abandon Hashem? What we need to do is to reach out towards Hashem for what we want, and that is to feel connected to Him. Ultimately, it's that connection that gives us purpose in life, and will give us meaning, and will help us when the meaning seems sort of hidden from us. Those who place their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are able to go ahead and move. Right? It's those who put their trust in Hashem, they don't falter. And may we be among them, even on these difficult times, when we're not sure which way we seem to be headed. But if we realize the place that we're trying to head is towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will always be able to be successful. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it so. And may we have a Shabbat Shalom for and to all.